daf is daf samich hey. So we got to the last line of samich daladam and beis. We're still involved in some interesting gaita. So the Gemara says Amar of Sheshes Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Going on to daf samich. Hey now yachal ani liftor es kol olam kulo min hadin miyom shechar beis hamikdash. What a wonderful thing about achshav. I'm able to exempt the entire world from any punishment from the day the beis hamikdash was destroyed until now. Sounds like a fascinating statement. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Lachain Shimi Nazos Ania, hear this statement, Ushchuras V'lo Miyayin, that we are drunk, but not drunk from wine. What are we drunk from? Look at the Rashi on top here. Yecholni Liftor Lit'ona Kol Yisrael Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I could claim on behalf of all the Am Yisrael Tashem, Davar Shiftu Kulam Midinan Las Lavo, that you all be exempt from any punishment in the future. Lomar Shein Shikurim Vein Nispasim Al Avonam. They're not going to be grabbed. They're not going to be responsible for their Averos. Why? What's the reason? Because they're drunk from Averos, not drunk from wine. And a person who's drunk is exempt from all of his actions. The Gemara says, wait a second. A guy who's drunk is potter from everything he does. Mesive Shikur Mekcha Mekach Memkar Memkar. He makes a purchase. He makes a sale. It works. Of Avera, Yesh Bamisa, Mamisima. So he's responsible. He gets a death penalty if he does such an Avera. Malkos, Malkonoso. If he does something that deserves Malkos, he's going to get Malkos. Klala Shadavar. Harehu Kipiach Lachaldavar. He's a Pikach. He's a person with common sense. He's a person with Das regarding every single halacha. The only thing he's exempt from is Elisha Pater Minatrila. He's Pater from Davening. But everything else, he's Chayv Misa, he's Chayv Malkos, he's Chayv and everything else. So what does it mean? How could you say before Yachani Liftor es kolam kulo? So the Gemara says, Ma yachalni liftor the kamar, nami midin tefila. When he said I'm able to be to exempt the entire world from min hadin, that meant he's pater from tefila. That's the essence, but he's chayv in everything else. So now that's a very interesting thing. Why in the world would it be, would it be portrayed as if you're pater from everything if he's really only pater in tefila but nothing else? So Chassam Sofer says the only way for a person to stand up against the Yetzer Hara is through tefillah. That's the only way. Now, if you don't daven, in essence, you are not standing up against the Yetzer Hara. So you're going to lose the battle. If you don't daven, which is the essence, so if you're pater from tefillah, that means you're in essence pater from everything else. You're going to just completely lose track and the ability to attack against the Yetzer Hara. That was the understanding of the Chassam Sofer. So Gemara then says, Amar Rabbi Chanina, lo shanu ela shelo hagi l'shichrusu shelo. This is only true if he got drunk, but not to the point of the drunkenness of Lot. Aval Hagil is Shechusel Shalot. The person gets to the level how drunk his Lot was, Pater Mikulim, he's Pater from everything across the board. That's the conclusion of the Gemara. So now that's not even so true, because the Marshal says that when it comes to Nezikin, the person who's B'Shechusel Shalot is a Mazik someone, he actually would be responsible to pay for the damage. Why is that? Because we know that there's a Mishnah in Maseches Baba Kama that says, Adam Muad li'olam, a person is always considered muad, he's always responsible for any damage, whether he's awake, whether he's even sleeping, included in that is even if a person is drunk. Now the svara, why is that? Why is a person responsible when he's drunk? And the Mefarshim explain because if he were not to be responsible, the people will just always get drunk and damage things and no one's going to pay back. We have to have some order, law and order, and therefore it's essential that a person, even when he's drunk and even though in theory maybe he should be exempt, the Chachamim required him to pay damage nonetheless. So Gemara now says, around 10 lines down from the top of the two dots here, Amri v'chanina, kol ha-mafik mogen b'shas gaiva, sogrin v'chosmin tzaros badal. I'll explain what that means, and we'll read this inside again. A person who mafik, who removes, who takes out the mogen avram of davening, he doesn't daven, he's mafik davening, because of a gaiva, because he's in a state of gaiva, because he's drunk, which is a good thing. A person should not daven when he's drunk. So he removes Magen Avram. He doesn't daven when he's a gaiva. Sogrin v'chosmin, we close off, we seal him from any tzaros. He's actually protected from not davening. A person, when he's begaiva, should not daven, he's protected. So read that inside again. Amr b'chanino, kol mapik Magen, a person removes the davening of Magen Avram. B'shas gaiva, when he's in a state of haughtiness, the state of being drunk. Sogrin, the chosman, we close off and seal any tsaros ba'ado, any danger, any bad things will not come to him. Shenemar says in the pasuk, the Gemara quotes a pasuk here, that gaiva afike maganim sagor chosem tsar. That a person's in the state of gaiva, when he removes the mugin, he's going to be protected from any dangers. So my mashbi the high apik lishna da'avurehu, who says the word apik means to remove, the word of called mapik means to remove. The Gemara invokes another pasuk. It says that Achai Bogdu Kimo Nachal, Kafik Necham Yavoru, that the word Afik and Yavoru are used interchangeably in this pasuk, so we need Afik means to be mavir, to remove it. Comes along Rabbi Yochanan, he said the same idea, but from a different angle. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kol She'eno Mefik Idmar. When a person said not Mefik, but now he interpreted the word Mefik not to remove, rather person is, he's Megala, he exposes. So a person does not express himself, does not Megala himself, which is the same thing as saying he doesn't daven, but just from a different interpretation, different definition of the word Mefik. So Kol She'eno Mefik Idmar, and my mashma dahai mefik, that mefik means lishna de galuyahu, to reveal, to articulate, to express. How do you know? Dechsiv, it says in the pasuk, vayeirou afike maim vayigalu Moses teva. The pasuk uses the word afike and vayigalu interchangeably. Afike means to expose, to call out. This person was einu mefik, he didn't call out, so that was a good thing. He gets protected from any tsaros. So michti, the Gemara says, let's understand this machlokas here. Kra mashma bein lamar, bein lamar. The word apik sometimes can mean to reveal, to expose, and sometimes it can mean to remove. So they're both right. What's my benai? What's a nafkamina? Which way you interpret it? So the Gemara says the nafkamina is as follows. Ike benai u de Rav Sheshes. The Rav Sheshes masar shinsei l'shamai. Rav Sheshes, when he was drunk, he would take a little nap and ask his attendant to wake him up after a few moments. So the question is whether a few moments of napping, will that remove all the drunkenness necessary in order to daven? So Mar Islay the Rav Sheshes and Mar Leslay the Rav Sheshes. One holds he does, one holds it doesn't work. In other words, the one holds that Mapik means to be mavir, to remove all the drunkenness, means you have to remove all your sleep from this. So taking a little nap, although it's going to maybe dilute the level of shikr the person's in, it's not going to be mavir, the entire drunkenness. So what state of mentality is necessary to daven? So the one who holds the lashon of mefik is you should remove it. You need to remove all the shikr from your body. A nap won't be sufficient. But the one who says apik means to be megala, you shouldn't be megala when you're so drunk. But if you dilute your shikr, that would actually be enough. That would be sufficient in order to express yourself in davening. So that's the nafkamina. So Gemara now says a very, very important Gemara. It's actually very appropriate for what we're about to be doing in the shul of building out the Beis Medrash and Mitzvah at nighttime. So this is a very important Gemara to quote. So Gemara says, Amr Bechia Bar Ashi Amr Rav, Kol She'ein Daito Miusheves Olav Al Yispalo Mishum. A person should not, the person whose mind is not clear, he should not daven. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Batsar Al Yore, a person's Batsar, a person who's tight, a person who's in an area where his mind is a very Bedochuk, he shouldn't daven. Rashi points out he couldn't find this Pasuk anywhere. He doesn't know where the Pasuk is found. It must be somewhere, he says, in, where is that Rashi you're looking for? He says, Shema B'Sefer Ben Sirahu, which is not one of the Sfarim of Nach, but maybe it's there, but it's not a Pasuk in Tanakh at all. Then he said, the Gemara says, Rabbi Chanina, B'yoma D'Rasach Lo Mitzay, a person who's very angry, he should not daven a day or a moment when he's angry. Amar Batsar Ayoreksiv, when a person's Batsar, a person is frustrated, angry, he should not daven, he should not be Morib. Mar Ukva B'yoma D'Shusa, the day of the southern wind when it would come, be very, very strong, Lo Havanafik L'Beidina, he would not go to a Bezdin, it was not give him, it wouldn't give him a Yishuv Adas necessary to give a proper Din Torah, so that would come from the strong southern winds. Amr of Nachman bar Yitzchak, Hilchasa by Tilusa, to Paskin Shilas, you need a clarity of mind, Kiyoma Distana. Like the day when the northern wind comes, apparently, which is a very nice, pleasant day, there's a very subtle wind coming. That's the type of clarity one needs in order to Paskin properly. So Amr Abai says, E Amr Le Aim Karv Kutzchak. My mother told me, which was his stepmother, his stepmother who raised him, said to him, bring me a kutcha, which is some type of food mixed with wheat and dairy. Lo tada, he wouldn't be able to learn properly. Meaning a small little thing could really stare a person's das. He wants to have clarity of mind. That's why, you know, Weimer always recommends it's good to learn early in the morning before the emails come in, before work comes. Your mind is clear, you reset, you wake up, you're clear. But at nighttime already, the guy's thinking about this deal and that deal. His mind's a mess. So by himself said, his mother asked him to do a little tova to get her some kutcha. He wouldn't be able to learn properly. So Amar Rava says further, Ikrastan kina, if he was stung or bit by a louse, a kina, lotana, he wouldn't be able to learn properly. Mar Braid Ravina, Avdale Ema, Shiva, Mine, Lashiva Yome, his mother would make 7 different articles of clothing for each day of the week, because all the kinim, if it's the same article of clothing, apparently the kinim would really amount on his clothing, so you change him every single day, so he wouldn't be infested with lice. So then the Gemara says, Amar of Yehuda, lo ibra leila ela lishinasa. So Rav Yehuda is of the opinion, the only reason why night was created was in order to sleep. Amar of Shimon Lakash, no, lo ibra sihara Elagirsa, not true. The only reason why the moon was created, the light of the moon, was in order to learn. Night was created to learn, not to sleep. It's meant to learn. That's a very important machlokas. Now, what's sleeping? Rav Yehuda says you're supposed to sleep all night. There's a beginning, sleep is also, there's a certain avoda of sleep. But for our purposes, our mindset is that nighttime is created for us to learn. So Amri Leh, the Rabbi Zeira. Mechadidin Shmaisach. So he says that the words of Torah are so sharp. Amalei, the Imama Ninu, that's because I learned during the daytime. In the daytime, when there's a certain clarity, I'm able to have a certain understanding and sharpness of my learning. So again, there's machlokas, whether it's better to learn by Yom, Balayla, certainly both is good. Amalei, Barta, the Rav Chista, the daughter of Chista, remarked to her father, Lo Bai Mar Menem Purta, Rav Chista apparently didn't sleep much. So she says, you know, Daddy, Tati, Abba, don't you need to sleep a little bit? Amalei, Hasha Asa Yoma Daricha, Vikatina, Renanim Tuva. The days are long and the days are short. I mean, I'll have plenty of time to sleep when I'm dead. But now there's no time for sleeping. So Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, Anan, Pale, the Imaman, Anan, we are workers, we are day workers, which means we need to learn during the daytime. And Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Yosef, Opara, he says, Eina Chanami, but he would borrow time from the day and pay it back at nighttime, so he would learn at nighttime. So again, it goes back and forth whether it's better to learn during the daytime or better to learn at nighttime. So Amar of Elazar, Habam in Aderech, Al Yispal, a person, when he comes from the traveling, he should not daven, Shlosh Yom, he should wait 3 days because a person in such a tirda from the traveling, his mind is still moving around, he's not going to have the proper clarity of mind to daven. Shenem artes napasik vek betzeim el hanar haba el ahava v'nach nasham yamim shlosha v'avina bam. So after he gathered them together over the river in the pasuk in Ezra, so they sat for 3 days until finally v'avina, until finally there's a certain bina, a certain understanding. So that's how we know a person should not daven until after 3 days. So they ask a question to Yaakov Avinu himself. He davened marv when he was traveling. He says v'yifka b'makom, he encountered the Har Abayis. He was busy traveling, he was running away, and he davened. How can you daven when you're in the derech? The pasuk says here, that the Gemara says here, you shouldn't daven 3 days from when you've stopped traveling, certainly during the journey itself, one should not daven. So the Ein Yaakov answers two ways. Number one, he says, that's why Tfilas Arvus is actually reshus. There's no obligation. We didn't say that person's not allowed to daven. We have no obligation to daven because you don't have the proper das, but it's a reshus. So Yaakov, you know, daven the Arvus, which is a reshus, but there's no chiv. The second answer, he says, is the reason why a person should not daven after traveling is because the journey is dangerous. They're wild animals, they're bandits, but Yaakov Avinu wasn't concerned because Yaakov Avinu was escorted by Malachim, so he had no pachad at all. Since he had no pachad, he was not affected by any of the challenges of the journey. So he was able to. But for us, one should wait 3 days. Now, certainly we don't paskin this way, but the concept is still true that a person does need to have a certain clarity before davening. Gemara now says further, Avua de Shmuel, when he would travel, he would wait 3 days. Now, it happens to be an interesting story about Avuah the Shmuel. There's a Tosafot and Kedushin that quotes Yerushalmi. Why in the world was he called Avuah the Shmuel? Yeah, Avuah the Shmuel himself wasn't. I understand if Shmuel was a great tzaddik, and he was, and the father Shmuel was a nobody, so you call him, he's the father of Shmuel, he's a big zechush. But Avuah the Shmuel was a chash of a tzaddik himself. He was a big amora, we paskin like him, he has interesting statements. So why do you call him Avuah the Shmuel? So the Tosafot says because there was a ma'isa that Avuah the Shmuel was traveling, and when he was traveling for some time, his wife became pregnant and gave birth to Shmuel. So people were choshesh that he was not the father, because he was not around for the birth of Shmuel. So Tosafos quotes from Yerushalmi, I think, that Avuah the Shmuel knew how to use Shem Hashem, and he had kfitzas aderech. He was able to, even though he was traveling, he was able to come back home to be with his wife, conceive Shmuel, went back home. So in order to make it clear that he was the father, he was called Avuah the Shmuel. No one should contest who the father of Shmuel was, but he himself was a big tzaddik. I just find it interesting that they're talking about his travels, because his travels became a very beginning in his life, that he would not daven after 3 days of traveling. The Gemara then says, Shmuel lo matzli bebeisa de isbe shichra. Shmuel would not daven in a house if there was any beer, because he was so sensitive. If he smelled the beer, it would make him drunk. Repapa lo matzli bebeisa de isbe harsin. If there was some type of a fish, herring or something, he also wouldn't daven because the smell would disrupt him, and he wasn't able to daven properly. So Amr bichanina kol amispate biyeno yesh bo midas kon. A person who appeases someone with wine, he makes up with someone, gives some wine, that's considered, you have from the das kono, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the same thing in appeasing people. Shenemar tez vayorach Hashem es reyach hanichoach v'gomer. So it goes on to say the pasuk here with regards to, this is in regards to Noach, I believe, right? So he appeased them with wine. With the bring of the wine was a certain reach nichocha. Kadosh Baruch Hu enjoyed the smell of the wine. So too, when you piece on with the wine, that too is considered the bedas kona. This now interesting thing because they call yain is comparable to rech, the smell. We've had many places actually in Shas where wine and smell, drinking and wine are very connected. Drinking and smelling are very connected. Just one thing, it's a whole sugi here. But just to show one point here, we said the Gemara in Megillah Daf Zayin, Chayv Inish Lebesume, which means to drink, but Lebesume is also Lashon Besamim. So we have this concept of smelling and drinking are very connected. The whole sugi of Purim is all about drinking. There's also a lot of connections to smelling as well. Mordechai was Mar Dror, which one of the spices. Esther was Hadnasa. So there's a lot of overlaps between smelling and drinking, but these are one of the rayas that the rech nichoch of the wine, the smelling of the wine itself connects somehow to smell. So Gemara then says, Amr b'chia b'kala misyashe b'yeno, a person who drinks wine and is satisfied in doing so, yeshua midash shivim zekanim, he has of the mind of the seven zekanim. How do we know? Yain nitain b'shivim osios, we know that the gematria of yain is 70, and the so nitain b'shivim osios, and so is also gematria of 70, nichnas yain yata sod, one drinks wine and out comes the sod. Hopefully that sod is something special, but that's the idea that there's something very deep about wine, able to tap into the deepest recesses of a person's mind. So Amr Bichanin lo niver yain ela lenachim avelim ulashalim schal visham. The only reason why wine was created was for two reasons. One was to comfort the avelim who are having a hard time coping with the tragedy or death. So they drink wine to appease them, to satisfy them, to relax them. Or it was a schar for visham, so they should use up all their mitzvahs in this world, so they have nothing left in the world to come other than being punished in Gehenna. Shinamar says tenu sheichar leoved, give beer, give that which makes one drunk to those who are over, those who are lost, destroyed, namely to the Rishayim. So Amri Bichanin Bar Papa, Kol Shein Yain Nishbach Besoch Beso Kamaim, anybody whose wine does not pour in the house, does not spill in the house, like that of water, Eino Bachla Bracha, does not get any Bracha. Shenemar says in the Pasuk, Uveach Es Lachmecha Bes Memecha, you're going to bless your bread and your water. Malecham Shenikach Bekesev Meiser, just like bread can be bought with Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni is fruit that must be brought to the Yerushalayim. If you don't want to bring it, you could be pulled onto money. Now the money is taken to Yerushalayim, and when you get the money to Yerushalayim, you need to buy food in Yerushalayim. But only certain food you could buy. So you could buy lechem with Meiser Sheni money. Afmayim Nikach Bekesev, so to water that can be bought with Meiser Sheni. Now water actually cannot be bought with Meiser Sheni, so it can't really be mine here. What does it mean, mine here? It must be yain. We're talking about wine. Even though we call it water, we really mean wine. So we're trying to make this comparison of the bread and the water, that spilling the water, spilling the wine house, brings bracha. That's berach aslachmecha v'esmei mecha. The surplus of water is a symbolic of bracha. The kakari levi mayim, we call the wine water. So the Gemara says, inishbach v'beso kamayim, if you spill wine like water, meaning water is worthless. We don't care about water. There's no value. So people spill water all the time. There's plenty of water. But wine is precious. We don't spill wine. But a person treats the wine like water. That's not a big deal. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all about Muna Bitachon. If I spill this wine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give me more wine. That's a siman of a bracha. So again, I nishbach bebeso kamayim, ika bracha. That means there's a bracha. You have a Muna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lo, the guy doesn't spill the wine, meaning he's so careful and stingy about using the wine, that means there's no siman bracha in the house. So that's the Gemara. So now there comes the Lalach Lamaisa, the Ramah brings down by Abdullah. That's why there's a practice to pour the wine and to spill it over based on this Gemara here to show us in Bracha. The Taz was very opposed to this Minog. Boy, that's Baal Tashchis to waste the wine. To pour it out, spill it doesn't make any sense there. So what the Taz says, what it means is that if wine were to spill out, don't get upset, don't get angry. But a person should certainly be careful to not spill it over, get it to the top. But if it spills, don't make an issue. Don't have any kas. That's what it means, which actually goes very nicely with the continuation of the Gemara here, because the Gemara says, a famous Gemara, Amr Bilai Bishloshet Varm Adam Nikir Pikoso. A person is tested in three areas. What does it mean, Adam Nikir? Imhagenu, Rashi says. Pikoso, Bikiso, Ubikaso. With regards to his kos, how a person drinks, whether he gets drunk or not. Bikiso, how he does business, whether he does it bemuna or bitachon or not. And Picasso, if he gets angry or he doesn't get angry, and there are those who say Amrila af the shachako, now how one is playful, how one is plays games, how he plays basketball, how he acts on the court. Well, these are four different areas where a person is tested what his true essence is. I mean, a person can pretend to be the nicest guy about midos, but when his real true colors come out, see how he works in the business world, how he comes into a deal on the table, how he talks to his clients, how he talks to his employees, how he talks to his wife, all these things where a person's true colors really come out. Okay, now we're back to Maseches Erevin. Okay, that was nice and fun. This is a little bit tricky now, but hopefully we'll take this slow. Okay, the Gemara says, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Yisrael v'Nachri, b'Pnimis, V'Yisrael b'chitzona. So what happens if you have two courtyards adjacent to each other? Now the inside courtyard is always the one that's furthest from Rosh Hashanah. He's kind of like locked in there. He's like stuck in the corner, like, you know, the end of a row. And then you have a guy in a chitzona. So in the inner one, you have a Yisrael v'nachas b'pnimis. And Yisrael is b'chitzona, and the Yisrael is on the outer one right next to the Rosh Hashanah. So they wanted to know, these two chatzeros, do you have to rent property from the goy in order to allow the one to make the proper erev between the two chatzeros? That was the shiloh. So Bama Isil of Nei Rabbi, the Ask Rabbi, Rabbi said, Aser, it's Aser to do so until you rent space from the Nachri. The Fnei Rabbi Yechiyah, they went to Rabbi Yechiyah, asked the same shiloh. V'Aser Yosef says, you need to rent space from the Nachri in order to make the proper erev between the two chatzeros. So Yosef Rabba, Rav Yosef, Bishilo Pirkei, the Rav Sheshes. These two Amorim, Rabbi Rav Yosef, who were always together, sat, and at the end of Rav Sheshes' shir, the Yosef Rav Sheshes, he sat down, Vekamer, Kaman Amar Rav Lishmaisa, and they were trying to figure out who said the statement, who quoted, who was the Rav quoting when he said that this din that you need to make an Erev, you either need to be Socher Makom from a Nachri. They said, Rabbi Meir, it must be Rabbi Meir. Karchash Rabba started nodding his head in agreement, it must be Rabbi Meir who said this way. So Amar Rav Yosef, Yosef responded back, Trey Gavri Ravrive, Krabanan, Litu, Baha'i Milsa, two great rabbis, both Rav Sheshes and Rabbah, both said the statement and they made a mistake. They thought this was Rabbi Meir. How could Rabbi Meir be the one who says that you need to be socher malkum from a Nachri? Because ik Rabbi Meir, lama li Yisrael b'chitzona. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion, if there's one Yisrael and one Nachri living together, you need to rent space from the Nachri to make to be able to carry in the chatzar. So what do you need another Yisrael in the chitzona? That's even without that in the equation, you would still have to be socher malkum. So it can be Rabbi Meir. Now, if you're going to tell me, that's how the Maisa was. Meaning, you're right, the relevance of the Yisrael being the Chitona was completely irrelevant, but that was the particulars of the case. You share the details. And Rav Willow, whenever I ask Rav Willow Shilas, he always like, you have to get all the details of the case. And even though sometimes, you know, all the details are not relevant, she says, before you ask me, Shilas, get all the information you can, build up the information, to ask a question, to go back, just get everything you know, and then you figure out what's necessary, what's not necessary. So the details were, there's a guy, a Yisrael and a Nachri in the Panimi, and a Yisrael in the Chitona. Okay, the Yisrael in the Chitona is really irrelevant, but that was just the Maisa Shaya Kachaya. So the Gemara says, that can't be the case. Because, V'ha'a bayt minei mirap rav, Panimi bimkomo mahu. What's the din of the guy, the Panimi? The Yisrael Nachri, in the Panimi, can he walk out on his own property? Right, the big shaila is whether he can walk out in the Chatzar Chitona. Do you have to make an erev about both Chatzeros? And you have to be socher malkum from the Nachri. But what about in the Panimi itself? Independently of the Chitzon, can you walk in the Panimi area? So there the Gemara says, Amr Lamutter, it's Mutter. Now if Rabbi Meir really was the author of the statement, Rabbi Meir holds, when Yisrael and Nachri live in one Chatzar, you can't walk in the Chatzar, you can't carry in the Chatzar until you're socher malkum. But here, the statement clearly said, although you can't walk in the Chitzona until you're socher malkum from the Nachri, in the Panimi you can without having to be socher malkum. Rabbi Meir would not agree to that din. So it can be Rabbi Meir, cannot be the one, the authority behind this psak. The other Mai must be Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Ha'amar. But so he's the one who says that you're right, Enechanami, to Yisraelim. You need to Yisraelim to Aser. If it's a Yid and a Nachri, there's no need to be Socha Makam, because that's a Milsa de la Shricha. But if it's to Yisraelim and one Nachri, that's when you need to be Socha Makam. So it must be Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, he's the author of this. The problem is, he only holds that when there's two Yisraelim and Nachri, you require Shechias Makom only Achu Shnei Yisraelim Osim Zazet, when they ask each other's usage. Now this case that we're discussing, they're not asking each other's usage. It would be only if the Pnimi and the Chitona could ask each other. Meaning the Pnimi's presence asks the Chitona's ability to use his Chatzar, and the Chitona asks the Pnimi's ability to use his Chatzar. But we just said above that the Chatzar Pnimi can be used by the Chatzar Pnimi guy. He's allowed to use that area. He's not being asked by his friend in the Chitona. So the only time the two Yisraelim have relevance to each other and require Shechias Makom when they ask each other's usage. But again, here, we said the Chatzar, Chitona guy, does not aser the Pnimi from using his own Chatzar. The Pnimi can use his Chatzar. So it's not Oser Zeldze. So Gemara said, Ella must be Kurebi Akiva. De Amar, Rega Hamutaris Bimkomo, Oseris Shobakomo. So that must be really Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva says, you need Shnei Yisraelim, it seems. Now, he also says that although a rega mutaris bimkomo, the pinimi chatzar can use his property, he still has the ability to aser the chitzona guy. So although Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would not agree to that, he would think that both parties might be aser, that the Rabbi Akiva does think that the regel b'mkomo muhteres can aser a regel shlo b'mkomo, and that's why the chitona cannot use his property, but still you would require making an eruv about both properties for the chitona to use it, and you have to do schiris makom. So now if it's really Rabbi Akiva, they need two Yisraelim, and even though only one guy asks the other guy, you still require this type of Eruv. So the Gemara then says, wait a second, then Lamali Nachri, Afil Yisrael Nami. So what's the need for even discussing a Nachri? Even without the Nachri being there, you should still Aser. The Pnimi should still Aser the Chitzona guy, because again, a Regel Hamuteris Bimkomo could be Oseres Shelo B'mkomo. So remove the Nachri from the equation entirely, and you still have the din as the Chatzar Pnimi can use his property, but the Chatzar Chitona cannot use his property, because the guy in the Pnimi asers the ability of the Chatzar Chitona to use his property. Hopefully you're still following me. I know it's hard. So the end of the Gemara says that no, Amar Rav Huna, Brei Rav Yishur, Li'olam, K'Rebbe Elazar Ben Yaakov. Really, we pass like Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov, who says that the guy is able to use his property, the Pnimi can use his property, and the Chitzon guy's usher, because a Pnimi guy could walk into the Chatzar Chitzona, that's like Rabbi Kiva, that a Regel B'mkomo Muteris can usher B'Shelo B'mkomo, but since he usher's on him, it's considered Shnei Yisraelim Zeh Zeh, which is, I'm just reading Rashi, interpreting Rashi as I'm reading it to myself right now, and therefore what, 1 second here? Let me read it one more time. L'Yolam K'Rev L'Azmar Yaakov, what's the case here? They made an Erev. Because they made an Erev, both Chatzar Chitona and Chatzar Pnimi made an Erev with each other so they could carry within each other the Taima Dikar Nachri Hudasr. Now, the only reason why they said it's Asr in this case is because they didn't do Schiris Makom. If there was a Nachri, it would be Asr. So let me just backtrack and say, without going through the Shakar V'Tar because it's hard, what's going on here? The two things that are necessary. One is to make an Erev, which it means to put the bread together. Number two is schiris makom. You need to rent area from the nachri because he asers the ability to use this. So we're saying here is that you have a chatzar pnimi guy and a chatzar chitzona. So a chatzar pnimi can use his property without any eruv. That's allowed. He could use his area. But even though he could use his area, he has ability, regel bimkomo muteris, could aser shalom bimkomo. He could aser the chatzar chitzona's property. So now in order for the Chatzar Chitona to use his own property, since the Chatzar Pnimi guy always walks through the property to get the Rishus HaRabim, those two guys need to make an Erev with each other. The problem is, there's another element here. There's a Nachri who lives in the Chatzar Pnimi. So his very presence now requires another halachic requirement, which is the Schiris Makom. So that's what comes out of all of this. Because the reason why they said Aser before is not because the lack of an Erev between the Chatzaris, is because the Schiris Makom. So the Gabi Schiris Makom, that was necessary. That's why they asked it until you have Schiris Makom. And the Gabi the Erev, if there's no Erev, Chatzar Pnimi could carry in his property. If there is an Erev, they could all carry also in the Chatzar Chiton. Hopefully that was clear. But let's, the next step, there's not any really any better. The Gemara says further, another question, halfway down the page here. B'ayminei Rabbi Elazar Ben Rav. Yisrael v'nachri b'chitzona v'yisrael b'pnimis mahu. What happens if it's a flip side now? If a Yisrael Nachri are living in the Chatzar Chitona, the outer Chatzar, and there's a Yisrael alone living in the Pnimis. Now, what's the din here? So we had said before, the only time Schiris Makom is necessary is only when something is milsa, the Shchich, if it's common. So it was very uncommon for a Nachri and a Yid to live by themselves together. One and one, a Yid would not live by himself. He's scared he might get killed. So since it's a milsa, the Shchich, there never goes there. But once it's two Yid and living with a Nachri, that's considered somewhat normal, and we require Schiris Makom. So the question is this case where, again, the Yisrael and Nachri are outside by themselves. That's one-to-one. And there's Yisrael inside Pnimi. Do we view that Yisrael in the Pnimi, is he considered two? Is he considered along with the other Yisrael in the Chiton? That's the Shaila. So Gemara explains this far. So Mahu, what do we say? Halsam over there. Taima Mishum de Shchiach, de Dari, de Mirsach Nachri, de Savar Hasha as Yisrael, Vamerli, Yisrael de Havah Gavach Hecha. So the reason why when you have Yisrael and Nachri living in Pnimi, so now, what's the chashash? The chashash is the Nachri is going to kill the Yid. Now, even though he might kill the Yid, he doesn't want to get caught. So what's going to happen is, one day, if he kills the Yid, so the Yisrael and the Chitzon is going to say, where's my friend? What happened to my friend? So he's not going to, no, he has no answer. The guy's going to be dead. He killed the guy. He killed the Yid. So therefore, there's a certain mirth, there's a certain fear the Nachri has. So that's considered as if they're living together when the situation of Yisrael, the Nachri, b'pnimis, and the Yisrael is a chitona, that's considered uniform, that's considered one unit, you require the halachas of Schiris Makom. However, here, hacha, amina le'nafik azolei, if it's the other way, where the Nachri and Yisrael is in the outer courtyard, and the Yisrael is in the Pnimi, So the Yisrael comes to the Chazir Chiton and says to the Nachi, where's my friend? He said, oh, he left. He went out. He was right next to the Rishis Rabbim. He went for a walk somewhere. But if they were in the inside, there's no way for them to go. If he left, I would have seen him go. If I'm on the outer property, and I go to the inner property, Chatzar, Nachri, Chatzar, Yisrael, I say, where's my friend? He can't say he left. I would have seen him walk by my house. But he only makes such a claim if the Nachri and Yisrael are in the outer makom. I'm in the inner makom. I come, where's my friend? He says, oh, you missed him. He actually left. He went to the Rishis Rabbim. So since that's a possible claim, he's not so scared to kill someone, and that's considered a milsa de lo shchicha, and therefore maybe it would not require a shchiris makom. Odimar, perhaps, Gemara says, hachanami mirtas, maybe even now, even though the Nachri could have claimed that Yisrael just walked right out to the Rishis Rabbim, he still is a little bit fearful. The Savar, hasha, asa Yisrael, v'chazile, maybe I kill him right now, the Yid might walk into me and catch me, so maybe there's some level of fear, we don't know, so it all depends on whether Yisrael would be comfortable living in this situation, which would then dictate whether it's a milsa de shchicha or milsa de lo shchicha, which would then dictate whether you need to do shchiris makom or not. So what's the din halachlam? Aisa? So Gemara says, Amalei, tein l'chacham v'yachmin od. Give a chacham and give him more wisdom, which is just another fancy way of saying it should be the same din as you need shchiris makom in the first scenario. You also need the same chacham, the same din, the same psak of shchiris makom in this current scenario. So Gemara then says, Reish Lakish v'tamideh de Rabbi Chanina, iklai lahu pundak. One time Reish Lakish himself, and also the tamidim of Rabbi Chanina, iklai, they went to visit a certain pundak, a certain inn. Lahava socher, the socher was out there, the person who was renting the property, who lived in the pundak, who was not there. They wanted to do shchiris makom from the one living there. But he was not around. Have a maskir, but the landlord was there. The maskir was there, but the landlord wasn't living there. He just rented out the space. So Amru, they said, Mahu, lemegar minay, can we rent property, shchiris makom, from the landlord, from the maskir, or only from the one who's actually socher, who's actually living on the in the property? So they said, if the maskir, the landlord, has no right to kick out, to evict him, then you're not able to. That means he has no right to live here. That's the same din. I've mentioned this probably in the past. When you need to do, let's say you need a proper eruv, so let's say a hotel or an apartment building, so whether you need to do an eruv or shchiris makom, so typically we say in an apartment building that the landlord has no ability to evict someone, so therefore renting from him wouldn't work, because he can't evict someone from the apartment. Certainly not in New York City. Hotel, a manager could easily switch people's rooms. They have no, there's no, just because I paid for a certain room, they could switch me from 102 to 215, who knows. So therefore, they have the right to be misalik you. So if the maskir has the right to be misalik him, whatever the rules of the city he's in, so then if he can't, rather if he lo matzi misalik le, if he can't remove the socher, then lo tibarlach, he has no rights, no power. And lo agrina, you can't do scheres makom from the maskir. Kitibai, when there was a shayla, heicha dematzi masalikle, when the maskir, the landlord, has the ability to remove the socha, the renter. So my, what do we say? Kaven dematzi masalikle, since he has the theoretical ability to remove the socha, agrinim, we can do schiris makom from him. Odumer, perhaps, hashtem mias halo salki. But right now, he didn't. So lamaisa, he has not removed the renter, and therefore he's not considered a proper owner, and schiris makom should not work. So Amar Le Henry Shlakish, Shlakish says, Nishar, let's rent from the Maskir, the landlord. When we travel south and get to the rabbis down there, Nishar Lehen, we'll ask them what to do. But for now, right now, let's rely on this. So that's very strange. How do you rely on a halacha if you don't know? It's a very serious thing, no? So Rashi says, since we have a concept by Ervin, Safek Ervin Lahakel, so here too, this is a Safek Ervin, and you're able to be Makel. So either way, that's what they did. They were very Makel. They paid some money to the Maskir to have Schiris Makom. And then also Shiloh, the Rebbe Appas, or they went down to the south. He was apparently one of the great rabbis in the Durham. And Amar Lehem Yafa Asisem Shesachartem, you did correct in your assessment, in your Psak, that renting from the Maskir, in fact, does work only when he has the ability to, again, evict the renters if he wants to. Look at a very interesting Tosos, a historical point. Tosos on the top, Dibur Maskil Reish Lakish, Tamidi Rabbi Chanina. So, Kan Mochiach Kedivir Rabbeinu Tam. This Gemara supports the position of Rabbeinu Tam, which is what? The Reish Lakish Gavir Rabahava Kodem Shabalafnei Rabbi Yochanan. We all know the famous story that Reish Lakish was swimming. Yochanan says, what a great swimmer you are. He says, how beautiful you are. Marry my sister, the whole thing, and he became frum. And Rabbeinu Tam felt that Reish Lakish was frum even before that point. Maybe he was a little bit wilder, maybe not learning as much as he could have, but he was a Gavir Rabba even before he met Rabbi Yochanan. So how does this prove the point? So he says that he was a Gavir Rabba, have a Kodem Shabalafnei Rabbi Yochanan. The high uvda, this particular event we're discussing in the Gemara Erevin here, have a samach lepthiraso shu Rebbe. Apparently, it was very close to the death of Rebbe. Kaven the shaila Rebbe Apis Epis. The Rebbe Epis lo chaya acha Rebbe el shtei shanu mechza. That Rebbe Epis only lived 2.5 years after Rebbe. So I guess it must have been that he would not ask Rebbe Epis the question if Rebbe was around. So must be Rebbe died. This is the final 2.5 years after Rebbe's passing. And he asked the shaila, and therefore it must be that this is before the encounter of Yochanan. I don't know all the different points. I don't get fully the proof, but somehow this proves this event took place before he met Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore he was a Gavur Rabba even prior to that that meeting. Oh, no, it doesn't mean he grew up as a Gavur Rabba, but he did tshuva even before meeting Rabbi Yochanan. He grew up as a bandit, Eina Chanami. That was his job. But then he became frummer, and then Rabbi Yochanan, he became even frummer. So, yeah, maybe something like that. So then the Gemara says, last 10 lines or so of the Amud here, Rabbi Chanina, Bar Yosef, Rabbi Chiyah, Bar Abba, Rabbi Asi, these three Amaraim, Ikulay, Lahu Pundak, Deasa Nachri, Mary, the Pundak with Shabasa. They came to a certain Pundak, and on Shabbos, a Nachri came. So when Nachri shows up on Shabbos, you need to be Mevatel's Rishus, because when he's there present, he asks the ability to carry in the area. So now the interesting question came up, Amru Mahu Lemegar Minei Socher, can you rent property from the Nachri and Shabbos? Right? We know that before Shabbos, you could rent property, Shkiris Malkum, before Shabbos. But let's say he shows up on Shabbos, now he's Mevatel Rishus, can you do Shkiris Malkum on Shabbos itself? So Gemara then says, that mahu lemigar minei socher kemariv. Do we say dummy? Do we say socher renting is like being ma'ariv, like an eruv? Ma ma'ariv mibod yom, just like an eruv can only take place before Shabbos. Af socher mibod yom, so too renting can also only take place mibod yom. Oh, Dilma, perhaps we should say there's a difference. Socher should be kemivata rishus dummy. It should be like being mevata a person's rishus. Ma mevata rishus afil b'Shabbos. A person can be mevata someone else's rishus on Shabbos. So too, af socher afil b'Shabbos. You could be socher from a nachri even on Shabbos. So that's a shaila. Can you do this on Shabbos? Chiris makom on Shabbos. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Chanina bar Yosef Amar Nisrach says let's rent the rights from the nachri. Rabbi Asi Amar lo Nisrach. Let's not do it. So Amr Lehe, Lehu Rabbi Chiyah Bar Abba, Nismoch Al Divrei Zaken, Vinisra. Let's rely on the Zaken, who is Rabbi Chanina, and let's rent to do Shechiras Malkum from the Nachri. So after they did this, also Shailu Lehi Rabbi Yochanan, asked Rabbi Yochanan if they did what's correct. And Amr Lehi said, Yafe Asisem She Sechartim. You were correct in renting the property even on Shabbos. We'll stop here, Mitzvah Hashem. We will continue tomorrow. Everybody have a wonderful day.